If you love hurricanes, daiquiris, and, well, any rum cocktail, listen up. Captain Morgan's about to shake things up like never before. We're talking Bourbon Street, New Orleans, home to legendary drinks and unforgettable moments. But what if we told you the most iconic cocktails here have one thing in common? Hint? It's not bourbon. That's right, it's rum. And Captain Morgan is bringing unforgettable fun to Bourbon Street in a way you won't want to miss. Get ready for something big as we gear up for Super Bowl 59. Make sure to keep your eyes on NOLA's most iconic street. Who knows, Bourbon Street might just need a new name. Stay tuned for clues and get ready for the most legendary adventure yet. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Company, New York, New York.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to Old School with DP and J, presented by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
There he is. Little Nick got a little life to him now, man. You all right?
Claytonia John says, what's up, DP? What's up? What's up, John? He said, ask Nick, the boy, if he has seen Belly. If not, he's got homework. One of the best intros to a movie ever. Nick, sir.
Yes.
You have seen it or you have not seen it?
I have not seen it, okay. But we've already listed it. I already have it on my list.
Okay.
Right. Along with Hustle and Flow.
Mm-hmm. You got to see.
And Snatch.
Yeah.
And I have to learn the South Side Dance.
Taraji P. Henson and Hustle and Flow.
Yes.
Yes, please. That's where, even now, when they get their own show now, like it's all Empire.
Yep.
Ever watch an episode of Empire, Nick?
I have not. I've heard of it, though.
Ohio Husker says Dr. Dre should be on the list. Gangstar. He says, if you like Gangstar, you'd like Above the Law. Above the Law is amazing. You guys need to talk about Bud Crawford's fight next week. That'll be next week. Bring in a fighter to talk about. How about that? Eminem is better than half those guys. Yeah, but there's like 30 of those guys, so if he's better than him, puts him in the top 15, doesn't necessarily put him in the top four. Kendrick Lamar. Paul says, Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole, Snoop, Dre. Another texture says Grandmaster Flash, NWA, Big, Tupac. Let's see here. Yeah, I mean that's a pretty good.
I mean, you got groups like the Beastie Boys, all that stuff. I mean, people. I was never a big Beastie Boys fan, but they're pioneers.
I loved License to Ill because it made people listen to hip hop. It got people to listen to hip-hop.
I think it broadened, broadened hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
So they definitely have a place in history.
Yeah. Yeah, it was that.
Paul Revere was their deal.
No Sleep Till Brooklyn.
Yeah, all that stuff. Then here, so you know you got third base.
Come on, MC Search is, look, MC Search is legit.
Yeah.
I think MC Search is the second greatest white rapper.
Besides Eminem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
MC Search is, plus he could dance.
Yeah.
Like, and he didn't look like, maybe we should see if we could teach Connor to dance like MC Search.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Worth a shot.
That MC Search.
Maybe Nick.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? Lil Dicky's got bars. He does. Lil Dicky's got bars. But he's not MC Search. MC Search was, he was on a different
level. What about Chet Hanks?
You stupid.
Hey, his stuff bumps, though.
You stupid. bumps. Look, if I've got $1 million, my music's a bump. Like that.
It don't matter, though. He's still
look,
still
if mom and dad write me $1 million check.
I don't care. He can act. He can rap. And his stuff is bumping.
If I gave Connor $1 million and said, Connor, make me a hit, Connor could crush a hit for $1 million. Like, he'd find somebody that could make – he could just hire 30 people to give him a beat, and then he'll pick one, and he'll have another 30 people that will write it for him, and then he'll find two people that trained him, and Connor is little Tom Hanks.
Can Connor act, though?
Yeah, Connor's a thespian.
Okay.
Connor will tell you he's a thespian, right? Connor's an actor. Yeah. That's fair. Big Muslim thug look. No. These young dudes. No,
Slim Thug, no Scarface.
Dude said, Island Boys, you're funny. You are hilarious. Yeah. Lil Dicky has bars. It's just built around a premise where he's selling what he's selling. So I'm cool with that. So are you going to the Husker game tonight or no?
Yeah, I'm going.
Taking the family, what you gonna do?
I don't know. I'm trying to work that out. I know I'm going.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be down there.
I mean, we're going to see what's up. It's show and tell time.
Yeah. And then I got to remember, I need to buzz. He was supposed to leave me tickets, so I got to text him.
You got
to
buzz him back. Yeah. He sounded like he was on the way to the locker room.
Yeah, he ended up
in
the
game.
Right?
It's early to get there, though, 3 hours.
They eat
the
team meal early. Okay. Team meal right about then. And then
you shouldn't feed them, so they stretch. Just come out there hungry.
Yeah, but then we'd have people passing out. These dudes got their metabolisms. It's a little crazy.
I'd be like, bro, you ain't getting no assists and no rebounds. You just get bread and water.
You can't do that, Jay Foreman.
You know what I'm saying?
Until you start rebounding. Did they tell you if you didn't have 8 tackles, you wasn't getting a ride home? Like,
sometimes. Sometimes they would be looking at you crazy. Like, hey, that was a quiet game. You better make some noise next week.
Do you ever have a game where you didn't register a tackle?
No. No.
Do you know anybody that did?
Yep. It was unbelievable.
What do their names rhyme with?
Harper. Wait. Yeah, I guess that might be rhyme. What's his name? We had another dude in Buffalo, was it? His last name rhymes with Oon or something like that.
Just didn't make plays. Go a whole game and didn't tackle
brother
anybody.
Got a phenomenal workout in.
Just running around the field.
Running around the field. Best. And the teams that we played, these cats were running the ball.
So you had.
And one of the cats played third down by.
If you love hurricanes, daiquiris, and, well, any rum cocktail, listen up. Captain Morgan's about to shake things up like never before. We're talking Bourbon Street, New Orleans, home to legendary drinks and unforgettable moments. But what if we told you the most iconic cocktails here have one thing in common? Hint? It's not bourbon. That's right, it's rum. And Captain Morgan is bringing unforgettable fun to Bourbon Street in a way you won't want to miss. Get ready for something big as we gear up for Super Bowl 59. Make sure to keep your eyes on NOLA's most iconic street. Who knows? Bourbon Street might just need a new name. Stay tuned for clues and get ready for the most legendary adventure yet. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Company, New York, New York.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
By himself, where I went off the field, like when we ran dime.
Yeah.
Or sometimes we'd run like small nickel. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Say like they had like
you have a backer like or a safety.
Yeah.
A safety.
Strong safety coming for me because, you know, they got a Kevin Falk back there or something. Yeah. You probably got about 20 more chances. in a game.
Is that the worst performance you've ever been around? Like in game, just bad performance.
Yeah. No, I've seen some other ones at different positions.
Did you have individual ratings, rankings, et cetera? Did you have group ratings, rankings?
What were you talking about after the game?
Yeah.
Yeah. You did got your grade sheet.
You got the old school paper ink.
Yeah.
Hey, here's
– with the notes.
With all the notes of things
you – Yep, with all the notes, and then you got the group. then in this case, linebacker coach would put up, you know, just general stuff about the group's play, both – in defense and special teams. And then, of course, we went over all the defensive, like, goals, whether we got them or not, what plays we did well, you know, everything you can think of.
So did they give you a number that if you were below that number, your job was in jeopardy?
I don't know about that, but you'd always want to – we had, like, factor percentage. You know, it just depends on the coach.
Right.
You know, you got some coaches that come up to you, you know – we had this dude up in Buffalo, like I think in my fourth year, that Greg Williams came in there. His name's Miles Aldridge. I'll never forget him. He looked like Nick Nolte. And he had kind of like a raspy voice like him. And, they weren't really playing the starters that much in the preseason. I remember, so I think the first preseason game, I played like four plays. The next one I might have played six. I think I might have had like a tackle in each preseason game. You know what I mean? Not getting any action. So he comes up the third preseason game because we were supposed to play we were only going to play like a quarter and a half. He was like, hey, man, you know, you need to have a good game. I was like, or what? You know what I mean? I was like, I know I won't go anywhere. I just signed a contract. If you cut me, then I'm going to go somewhere and sign another contract and keep this check y'all just gave me or whatever. So it was kind of that, but I just went out and balled anyways because I was, you know, pissed off. Maybe he did it just to – you know, get my goat a little bit. You don't really get much of do this or else, but if you take pride in your work, you want to make sure that you're playing well. I mean, you're a professional. It's your job. This isn't amateur hour, you know, and like I said it many, many times, college football is professional sports. The NFL, to me, is entertainment. And there's only about six or eight teams that are actually trying to win the Super Bowl. Everybody else is playing dress-up and trying to figure out ways to put money in the big wigs' pockets and to fake it till they make it. And if they happen to be good for a year or two, so be it. But there's only about, I think I named six, seven, maybe eight and all depends on the coach and the GM and the organization.
But how do you tell that this team wants to win? An organization wants to win.
Ones every year in the playoffs.
Well, but is it quarterback base? Is it line base?
It's how they operate. It's how they play. What they do with players. Do they sign guys and then, you know, and then get rid of them the next year? Well, then you just wasted his time and your time, because if you signed him to a contract, chances of he could have went and got that type of contract somewhere else within reason. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So you just see it. You just see it. It starts not necessarily with the owners, but it starts with the GM down to the coach and then the coaches and what they want to do. A lot of times in the NFL, it's a good old boy system. To where everybody's scratching each other back. You're your head coach. You know, I hire you as a DC. You either do well or get your chance to be a head coach. I get fired two places. Well, then 5 years later, you hire me as a DC. I like the check versus I like coaching.
But I was asked this thing. How many quarterbacks in the NFL can actually win a Super Bowl? Like somebody, they were having a similar discussion about not everybody's really in the game to do this.
I'd have to see all the ones, and it's way less than half.
So of the 32 starters,
it's at least 14, but there's a lot of and 14's high.
Okay.
But there's some asterisks by it. Like they'll need some help, like within the right, you know, all the stars got to align.
If I look at it this way,
I know one dude that can't win a Super Bowl. That's Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, I was asking. We have a Vikings fan or two on the text line, and I asked about that because I was asking whether they were sold on Kirk Cousins or not. And I think Kirk Cousins is that line. He's in that line of people that I'm not sure now.
He can't win a Super Bowl.
I would have put Jared Goff in that, but he's already been there. He hadn't won it, but he's been there. Roethlisberger has won it, but he can't win it again. Like, we're not sure. Nobody's betting that Ben Roethlisberger can win another Super Bowl.
He's one of those guys that would have to be a very, very strong running game and have a legit number one and two receiver. He could win it because he has enough big game experience.
Then let's do this. We'll put a pin there and we'll come back. We'll just go up and down the list of quarterbacks. You tell me whether you think they can win a Super Bowl as the leader of the team,
yeah,
and not just riding the coattail. So we'll throw it to break. We'll come back. A little bit of quarterback talk on Old School.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger, and you can get started now by saving when you join today. We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need, and you can work out your way on your time at any convenient location near you, most open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save. Just $1 down, $15 a month. See Home Club for details.
Taxes was taxing. Now taxes is relaxing when you file for free.
I can file for free? TurboTax Free Edition. Roughly 37% of filers qualify. Simple form 1040 returns only. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. I can file for free.
Now this is taxes. File for free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your maximum refund. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, and student loan interest. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free.